You can't protect everything. Choose one guard and let the rest breathe.
Most standards don't collapse in a crisis. They leak away in small permissions. One unchecked email. One, sure, just this once. Today, I want to give you a ritual that stops that slow erosion. It converts intention into practice without drama.
So the counterintuitive part is this. By guarding one thing tightly, you get more freedom everywhere else. Sounds backwards, but it's true in the shop and at home.
Here's the one guard ritual in three moves. Choose, lock, defend. Choose one person, project, or standard to protect this morning. Lock it with a short 30-second line you say out loud or plant in your head. Then defend it with two refusal scripts, one firm, one civil, so the practice survives friction.
Step one, choose. Rules are simple. Make it narrow, testable, and low enough stakes to start. Narrow means pick one thing only. Testable means you can answer yes or no at night. Low stakes means start small. Dinner with one person, the first 90 minutes of focused work, your morning run.
For guys who try this and fail, it's usually because they chose everything. Narrow it. Don't say be more present. Say no screens at dinner tonight or zero work messages until 9 a.m. That's the kind of thing you can actually protect.
Step two, lock. Say a 30-second line each morning. Say it out loud to yourself or tell those affected. Tone matters. Calm. Simple. Generous. Here are two ready lines. One to tell yourself. Today I'm protecting X. I will not trade it for smaller things. One to tell others. I can't take that today. I'm protecting X. Can we revisit tomorrow?
That second line is gold. Quiet, firm, and it leaves the door open. I've used something like it at work when a last-minute ask would ruin a plan. People respect a calm no more than a frantic yes. I screwed that up before I learned it. Now I use the line, and it's cleaner.
Step three, defend. Two refusal scripts. The first is firm when you need boundary clarity. I can't take that today. I'm protecting X, and that's non-negotiable. Say it slowly, no apology. The second is civil when you want to preserve relationship. I can't help right now. I'm protecting X. If it's still urgent tomorrow, let's schedule time then. Same message, different volume.
Practice those two in the mirror once. Not flashy, just muscle memory. The firm one is for when pressure's high and you need immediate clarity. The civil one keeps people from feeling shut out. Both save you from dozens of tiny compromises.
Now the micro trial. Do this for 3 days. Rule one, one guard only. Rule two, record an evening yes-no. Did you protect it? Keep it binary. Rule three, if you fail once, make a note and try again the next day. Start with low stakes so you learn the habit.
A good evening check is one sentence. Did I protect X? Yes or no? If no, why? No long excuses, a quick reason, and back in it tomorrow. The point is feedback, not punishment.
Quick anecdote. A listener wrote in last month. He guarded dinner with my son 3 nights in a row. He stopped answering work email during that slot, turned a 5-minute check-in into a 20-minute conversation, and said the kid opened up in a way he hadn't seen in months. That small, repeated protection rebuilt connection faster than any weekend promise.
And here's a workplace variant. Protect the first 60 minutes of your day for heads-down work. Lock it with, I'm on a focused block until 10. Can we take this after? Defend with the civil script, and most people will actually respect it. That one guard turns chaos into predictable focus.
Reflection and challenge. Where are you negotiating with yourself instead of deciding? Name one small guard for tomorrow. Say it now, out loud if you can, and choose the script you'll use to lock it.
If you're not sure, pick something low. No devices at dinner, the first hour for deep work, or one conversation you won't take today. Test it for 3 days and see what changes.
Hold this simple rule. Protect one thing well. Over time, those guarded moments add up into steadier presence, clearer priorities, and fewer small erosions stealing your life. Strength doesn't need an audience. Hold yourself to the standard.